Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So the big news in sports is Casey Mize's debut. Not bad. Not bad. And look, as this Tiger team, which has lost eight straight, which stinks, but you know, as they start to fade, the season might be coming more interesting. They played a bunch of games here where they were in the playoffs the first 2 weeks. They were in a playoff position. I think astute observers knew that doesn't mean much. Even in a 60-game schedule, there's a long way to go, and water generally finds its level. Crazy stuff can happen in 60 games, but, you know, a bad baseball team playing 500 baseball for 60 games, I suppose it's possible. But here goes, you know, the Tigers flirting with 500 the first 2 weeks of the season. And I didn't sense that they were must-see TV or there was any buzz. Now they're in a losing streak. And last night they played a game that felt like it was must-see TV. Casey Mize getting a start. And, it, you know, the focus is shifting from the current season to the future. And this week we saw three rookies debut. An infielder in Isak Paredes, Tarek Skubal, a starting pitcher, and Casey Mize, a starting pitcher. And you know what? Mize wasn't bad. He wasn't great. I don't want to get carried away. And there were some pitches he left in the zone that, you know, a split finger pitch didn't dive at all. It, no movement, flattened out. But in 4 1/3, he had 7 strikeouts, 13 outs, 7 via the strikeout. And Casey Mize and Tarek Skubal are going to pitch every 5 days for a while here. And I'm going to watch their starts with great intrigue. Now, certainly Mize having gone 1-1 has more people's attention than Skubal does. But Skubal will face Cleveland on Sunday and Mize will face the Cubs on Monday. And today's starter, Spencer Turnbull, created quite a bit of buzz and is showing some real potential. And he's another young arm that could be part of this pitching staff moving forward, which again means three of their five starters, at least to me, are really interesting. Now, should we dismiss Michael Fulmer and Matt Boyd? Probably not. Probably not. Boyd's going to pitch better than he's pitched. Fulmer's still coming off an injury, but I you know, we've seen a lot of them. Could Fulmer get back to the form that he showed that made him Rookie of the Year? I don't know. It's a great question. Can Boyd get back to the form that, you know, had him being talked about as a tradable commodity at one point? I don't know. He'll be better than he was, or he has been this year. But three of their five starters to me are really interesting. And we're intrigued with how interested you are now in the Tigers. Because the moderate amount of winning they did at the beginning of the year didn't create a buzz. Casey Mize's start created a buzz. When we asked, was it appointment viewing earlier in the show, the response we got was, yeah, it was. We had quite a few people let us know that they specifically tuned in to see the guy that went 1-1 pitch for the Tigers. First round, first pick, 2 drafts ago. And you could see the potential. It's there. It's a pretty safe assumption that the kid doesn't even know what he's doing yet. But he looked like a pretty good pitcher. 248-539-9797. Heck, Tim Anderson didn't hit a leadoff home run, so he was already better than what we saw the last 2 nights. But anytime Turnbull, Mize, or Skubal pitches, I'm intrigued. I want to see what they're bringing to the table. Because those could be 3 parts of your rotation moving forward. 248-539-9797, phone calls, feedback, texts, Twitch comments, tweets, @DougAndGator971. Well, let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Chuck next up here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
What's up?
So I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but there is probably a 95% probability that Casey Mize will eventually hurt his arm from the split finger. So it is a pitch that is outlawed by most organizations. And essentially, if anyone were to want to know why, just make a scissors motion with your fingers and look at your forearm. So essentially, you're not throwing the ball with your entire arm. You're throwing it with your forearm muscles. And I predicted Ohtani would tear his arm up, and he did. It is not a pitch that should be thrown anymore. It is a, I don't want to say 100% probability, but it is very close. So that is very concerning. And yes, he did look good, but that split finger is not a pitch that's going to last. And we know that from Roger Craig, the inventor of the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's already had an arm, you know, strain last year, and there is some concern about that. I mean, his slider's pretty good too, and maybe they'll cut back on how much he uses it. I'll be intrigued to do a little research on this one because I've talked to people in the game of baseball that told me Fulmer's going to get hurt, and they were right. I want to see what they have to say about Mize.
Yeah, there's a
lot of it has to do with arm angles and you know where your arm is when your front foot hits the ground and a lot of that too.
Yeah, there's a gentleman in town with a system called DVS, and he can rate pitchers based on their projectability with injury. And I can guarantee you, Casey Mize has a very low score. And the Tigers have used it. He predicted Zimmerman would hurt his arm. So there are some predictable things based on mechanics and based on pitch type. And I guarantee you, Casey Mize probably has a 99% probability of getting hurt again.
You guarantee that he probably has a 99%.
So I predicted
interesting
Ohtani.
Wording.
So I'm a pitching coach in high school. So of my kids want to throw split fingers, and I told them, please do not ever throw that. It'll hurt your arm. And when Ohtani got hurt, they all came to me and said, you said he would get hurt, and he did. Again, I'm not going to say it's 100%, but it's darn near close. And look at the history. Look at organizations have outlawed the pitch because if they're investing in these pitchers, they don't want to put anyone on the shelf making millions. And that may happen to Casey Mize.
Where do you coach, Chuck?
Southfield, A&T.
Okay.
My son's a pitcher as well. So
I hope we can hope that he gets lucky and avoids this. But I had my concerns last year when he had the arm strain and had to sit out for a while.
So it's something
to think about moving forward. But maybe they cut back on how often he uses that pitch if they deem it a real risk to his future.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.